Hello, and once again, this is Tim Velicides
and Jordan Colquitt,
and we're here today to talk about the second round of the NBA playoffs, which just began earlier this week. So, beginning in the East, once again, the Pacers from Indiana are now tied 1-1 with the Wizards from Washington, and I don't know, what are your thoughts early on?
I think both teams are playing great. I'm a big Pacers fan because I love Indiana, but I think the Wizards are hot, and with Bradley Beal and John Wall, that I think the Wizards can get the Pacers a run for their money.
Yeah, the Wizards really did, even though they're arguably inexperienced, you know, they overcame the more experienced Bulls in the first round, and now they have their hands full a little bit with the Pacers. But like you said, the Pacers, they kind of escaped from Atlanta out of the first round. They're struggling a little bit right now. And still, Roy Hibbert, though, he did come back with, 28 points in their Game 2 victory. And you'd like to think that the Pacers are back on track for finals, at least.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine, you know, even though the Wizards are going to give them a hard series, that I think they'll pull out.
I think so. The Heat, on the other hand, are seemingly handling their business very well. They're up 2-0 over the Nets, both pretty big wins. And the big three, you know, it looks like Dwayne Wade's playing a little better, you know, a little more uninhibited from the injury that's been lingering all year. And I think they'd walk out of this round pretty unscathed, right?
Oh, yeah. I think that they'll walk out of this round pretty easily. Right now, LeBron James is hot. He's just playing like he's played all season, but just 10 times better. I think the Nets, they played very hard in the first round, and I really thought that they could come out, or at least try a little bit with the Heat, but
yeah, especially just too good. Especially because the Nets, they had the 4-0 sweep over the Heat in the regular season, and you know, you think Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, would have like a chip on their shoulder of some kind, and really surprising that the Nets really aren't showing much fight, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising.
Anyway, heading over to the West now, because there are only two matchups in each division at this point. We have the Thunder, the 2 seed, playing the Los Angeles Clippers. They're currently tied 1-1, and we all kind of wondered how the Clippers would respond in the wake of the Donald Sterling allegations and whatnot. And, I mean, they beat their matchup in the first round. They are now here tied 1-1 with the Thunder and playing pretty competitively,
I think. Yeah, but, you know, after Kevin Durant got his MVP award, I think him and Westbrook are just going to take off like they have been all season. But now it's just fuel to the fire with that MVP award. He's going to live up to that.
Yeah, I really see the Clippers last round. They were inspired by this Donald Sterling incident, and you saw a little more fight with them and everything. And now, on the other hand, the Thunder seem to be rallying around, you know, Kevin Durant and his MVP, like, award recipient, and I don't know, just the things he said about his teammates, you could see that he inspired something in them, and they really seem to be rolling at this point.
Yeah, you can tell that he really cares about his teammates and playing in OKC, but the Clippers, I think, with the whole Donald Sterling thing, like you said, it did inspire them to continue to play hard, and even though their season, or their series, went to 7 games with Golden State, but they slipped their way through, and they might, I don't know, they might put up a good fight.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope so. Seems to be a very intriguing series. Another one that seemed to be intriguing at first, but the standings right now don't really show it, are the San Antonio Spurs and the Portland Trail Blazers. Currently, the Spurs, the 1 seed, lead the 5 seed Trail Blazers by 2-0. And I think a lot of people, you know, Damian Lillard's kind of rose to stardom these playoffs so far and really expected a lot more out of the Trailblazers, but the Spurs, again, so sound.
Yeah. Any thoughts? I haven't really seen Damian Lillard too much throughout this series. I think the Spurs are definitely keeping him cool, and the Spurs are just rising to the top.
Mm-hmm. You look at the comparison of Tony Parker to Damian Lillard, and Parker seems to be just having his way so far, and I remember the other game, he had 33 points, 9 assists, and really the most you can ask from a point guard. You know, he has the green light at this point, his team. So I think the Spurs get out of this round pretty easily. No disrespect to the Trailblazers, just very young and experienced, but they'll be around for sure.
Yeah, I think the Spurs can definitely pull out of this pretty easily, just like the Heat. You know, the Spurs with Tim Duncan and just Tony Parker, I think they'll be fine. And Manu Ginobili, and yeah, I think they'll be good.
Popovich knows what he's doing. So that'll do it for today. We'll tune in next week, and we'll talk more about the finals round of the Eastern and Western Conferences. This is Tim Velicities.
And Jordan Colquitt.
Signing off. We'll see you later, guys.